coming forward, bursting forward into Duff, out to the penalty area. They've got to play it in. Just played it behind Robbie Keane, and the ball got bottled up under his feet.
You will hear our usual Sunday evening service in Gaelic from the station's ham voice, Grayman and DJ A of the 31 metre band.
From the Saturday taxi, it's a rainy and very windy Saturday morning in Dublin, Ireland. We have a flood alert on Dublin for this evening's high tide and tomorrow afternoon's high tide, which we'll be monitoring with all this sea rises and global warming and everything. It's don't reverse onto the road. Go out, indicate, signal, manoeuvre, drive, okay? Do that safely. So we'll be monitoring that. It's not really a weather condition because it hasn't been due to rainfall that they're expecting this flooding. It's an extremely high tide on the east coast of Ireland is expected. And I have to check my times here. There's an extra journey on today's taxi route. 10 to 12. 40 minutes. Okay, we've 40 minutes to the next pickup, which is for Vanessa, who's doing her entrance exam into secondary school. Fingers crossed and legs crossed, not while driving, and all that kind of stuff. So, back and forth with the stories. We'll be monitoring that. As it's not a weather situation, but what do you call it when it's lunar, I suppose? We can blame the moon for the pull on the seas and the tides, and we will probably Twitter and blog about that if it actually comes to being a flooding situation. Heading east, as east as you can go on the east coast of Ireland at the moment, and we're heading into Howth and Howth Village, because that's the direction the car was pointing when it last stopped in Sutton. Wanted to talk to you and share with you some thoughts I have on a broadcasting issue that you, if you know me, you know I've been concerned with this for a couple of weeks, and that is on the 24th of March, RTÉ Radio 1 will be shutting down its medium wave transmitters, which it has operated for the guts of 80 years. They've decided they have no future need for them. They're not environmentally sustainable. They cost a bit of money as well, they say. And they don't want them. Phone's going mad because Creative Camp is on in Kilkenny. And if I wasn't driving, I'd be monitoring some of those texts. So I'll try and silence the phone and stop that beeping noise. So this 567 thing came about 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, when we got word that they intended to not use it anymore. Kind of shocked when I heard it first, because it's very unusual for a broadcaster to limit their options and reach, but they seem to think they have enough in their arsenal with a long wave transmitter, satellite, the internet, podcasting and FM, with the arrival of trials of DAB, which are actually getting quite aggressively grown out at the moment. DAB is on its way, but medium wave has its demographic that it can reach quite uniquely, and that is the emigrants in the near islands of ours. and our nearest neighbours who aren't immigrants, who like to listen to. I'm going to see if this person wants to move out. They do. Okay. They took the invitation. My God, if that is a zebra crossing, they'd want to paint some more white on that. Note to Fingal County Council: zebra crossing at Howth Harbour near the waterside pub is in bits. Right, see if we can get up the hill here on a right-hand turn. So they're thinking of shutting it down. And some colleagues of mine in emigrant services and in broadcasting circles don't like this, and we've been campaigning. One of our campaigning strategies led to 5 pages of coverage in the Belfast Irish News newspaper, which was very unhappy with the situation, where up to 600,000 people in the greater Belfast area were going to lose signal of RTE because FM just did not make it in there on 95.2 because of a North Antrim transmitter of Radio Ulster on 95.1. And the culmination of all that is that promises from RTE have come true, that they recognise that medium wave is essential for Belfast, or move frequencies to get Radio 1 in on FM. So what they've done is they've moved the 80... I'm on the hill here. Hang on, first gear. Second gear. Third gear. They've moved 87.8 FM to, which is Lyric FM in Claremont Cairn transmitter in North County Louth, to 95.2, and they moved the 95.2 to 87.8, and it kind of makes loads and loads of sense. And why didn't they do this 15 years ago, or whenever they commissioned 95.2 on Claremont Cairn? Because I can remember them commissioning 102.7 in the mid 80s, which really annoyed Chris Carey and Radio Nova. Chris Carey, who passed away on the 29th of February. We haven't podcasted about that happening. That really annoyed them because they were transmitting out of Dublin on that frequency. But anyway, 95.2 has been there for years as Radio 1. It wasn't available in Belfast, and RTE did damn all about it until they were faced with the medium wave closure and the lack of audience in Belfast, which under the Good Friday Agreement would be a good thing to support, don't you think? Well, it's probably even in writing. So they did something about that, proving that medium wave did have its needs, and they've moved things around. Now people in Belfast won't get Lyric FM quite so well on 95.2. They are looking for a new frequency for that, which proves that they could have been looking one for RTE for many years, but didn't. So onwards they go. Now, our thinking on this closure is that it need not happen, it should not happen, and it is not a good move. It'll in fact cost more money than it will save. And the proof of that is that the intent is to put long-wave transmissions to digital. 252 last August 2007 obtained a digital dimension of DRM to its transmission mode, and it was tested successfully by RTE, and long-term plan is long-wave will go digital and reach from Antrim to Ankara. That's, you know, good stuff. We welcome developments in broadcasting like that. In order for that to happen, they will require a medium wave. Maybe more of that in a moment. How does that save money? Stay on topic here. DRM requires a hell of a lot less power. If a transmitter the size of a long wave transmitter in Summerhill, County Meath, requires less power, it requires a hell of a lot less fuel. Fuel efficiencies from 50 to 80% would mean a cost saving of anything from $1 million to $1.5 million. And it would be great if these figures could be confirmed to us, but we'll do them on a beer mat for the moment. and massive, massive fuel savings. Now, the cost of medium wave for RTE, I've heard figures from them of about €1 million, and I've read figures from Inside that says more like 400,000. And therefore, the money they will save by shutting down medium wave is less than what they will save if they kept medium wave and put long wave to digital. And why would they keep, or why should they keep medium wave to make long wave digital possible? It's all about a stepping stone, and this is probably one of the most difficult things to explain, and that is that there's a thing happening at the moment. They're taking medium wave out of the mix, and there's a bit of a backlash. There's a bit of a, well, why are you doing that? That's going to hurt a few people who listen, maybe up to 8% of their Irish audience and some people abroad. That's a storm in a teacup compared to what would happen if they had no medium wave, which they won't have by their own plans and actions of this month, March 2008. If they had no medium wave and they decided to switch long wave to digital, well, then nobody's going to hear it, because digital long wave requires a digital radio set, which are just about attainable at the moment and are not in mass production. So what would be a minor or major problem at the moment will be a catastrophe if they attempted to do it without a medium wave stepping stone. This is all about analog v digital, and it's all about the analog switch off and the digital switch on. And the thinking being that you have a grace period in between where you keep analog in parallel with digital as you encourage people to go over to digital. This is RTE jumping the gun massively. They are turning off an analog when the digital hasn't even been put in place. Well, it's been put in place but not turned on, and the grace period has been removed. So minus points on the school report there for the two actions. One is wait, and two is do things in the correct order. Don't be jumping the gun with this. This is something that could happen in the future, or an alternative use for 5, 6, 7 could be found. And that is the nub of our argument about this, that it is something that has come pretty much from nowhere, and it doesn't make a hell of a lot of commercial sense. This car is going below 50k in a 60 zone. Come on. It gives me extra need to concentrate on what they are doing and not recording this. So that is the argument. And I am open to correction on any points, facts, figures or assumptions that have been made in that argument, but have the argument. That argument has not been had with the parliamentarians of this country. They have talked about, you know, access to long wave in cars, and you know, they discussed it at a very low level. It hasn't been discussed bang on a business level what he is doing with regard to the analog digital switch off, switch on grace period and money figures that, you know, have just been glossed over, that, you know, it's not environmentally sustainable. We have attempted to meet with the Minister for Communications on this. His diary secretary tells us he's too busy to meet us, and we will not be meeting him until, well, we haven't even been given a date in the future to possibly meet him. Funny manoeuvre by car in front, so pause for a moment. We are meeting somebody, one of his senior communications experts in that department, and then that name has been changed and we're meeting somebody else on Monday the 10th of March. That's this coming Monday. So we look forward to making our clear arguments and demands of what the Minister should direct RTE to do in this matter. And we will wait and see how we get on. We have a funeral procession going into the cemetery here at Sutton. I always think that people who bless their cars, bless themselves as they pass a hearse on the road, are taking at least one hand off the wheel. And then people bless themselves as they go past churches. Don't understand that. Can remember remember PT, cross your fingers. That's another thing. Right, now that car is... put your learner sign on. Wow. Red light. So that's the argument on 567. I hope I've articulated it clearly and not with too much interruption on this recording. Hopefully we will get a hearing, and at most we're looking for a direction and to see that followed through, that they do not shut down on the 24th of March, and at least we are going to make them know in very certain terms that this makes no sense at all, and if you ignore this, at your peril do so, because it is going to cause multiple difficulties down the road for transmission planning for that organisation. Leave that one there and probably splice and edit. We have 25 minutes to get to the next pickup point, and it'll take about 10 to get there, giving me another 15 minutes of downtime, which means I can read those Twitters. I actually successfully silenced that phone, so beep beep didn't keep happening. Come on, out you come. People take an age to get to take a hint for an invitation. Right, we're going to pause it there and come back to you later. Take care, bye bye. And finally, on the programme, back in the studio. Isn't it so much quieter? And isn't the noise a lot less? This is wonderful. We head back to the early 1990s and a very unusual broadcast experiment that had shortwave radio broadcasting from Donegal. From the highlands of Donegal came Radio Facts. You can catch them at radiofacts.org. And here is a little snippet of one of their programmes. All programmes available for download from their own website. From me to you, until we meet again on the podcast. Goodbye.
Hello, I'm Andy Burnham. Welcome to Sparks. This week, a review of the Radio Listener's Guide, new for 1992, a documentary about commercial radio in Ireland. Multiple D microphones, what are they and why are they useful? All about a 1976 film on Radio Caroline, revisited in a new TV series, and moans about American television. Back to the golden sound of vintage transistors. Whatever next, we investigate. Plus, more book reviews and your letters. It's Sparks, every Monday and Tuesday on Radio Facts. 6205, 12255, and now 3910. To the winter in the UK.